understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Again, welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in?
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It's Chris's party song. It gets him going into the weekend. So every week at 5 o'clock, it's Hannah Montana.
It's Miley Cyrus, Craig.
Same person?
No, that's a character that she played.
Same person?
It's a character.
Just threw a wig on and all of a sudden, magically, nobody recognizes her.
Unbelievable how that happens, right?
It's unbelievable. All right, here's the deal. If you're just tuning in, it's a 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. We'll get you going into the weekend.
Can't wait to hear what you have to say this hour.
It's time for the 5 o'clock hot take by me. Yeah, I got a lot of venting to do. A lot of things I got to get put out there. So, Pete went home. Sick. As you know, we were both sick. I'm still here. He's sick.
You're still standing.
I was. Now I'm sitting.
Well,
I stood last segment.
It was an Elton John song.
That's true. Good tune.
Well, I'm still standing was the Elton John song, not you're still standing.
Right.
That'd be a silly song.
That would be ridiculous. So, yeah, Pete is weak and feeble, getting some rest. Literally couldn't go 3 minutes without coffee. You heard him in the Gabe Morenci interview. We sent him home. So this studio is just flooded with germs. But then again, I'm already sick. I'm normally a germaphobe, but since I'm already sick and presumably we both have the same thing, I'm just tougher. I'm still here. I don't think I'm going to get more sick, so I didn't really sweat it. Even though Chris was generous enough to bring me a 1 gallon jar of Germex Purell here to bathe in here in the studio. Chris is in a different studio on the other side of the glass wall.
Looking out for you.
He's looking out for me and doesn't have to breathe in the same stuff as I do. So, yeah, I'm just going to call in sick for Monday right now. I'm not. I will be here. So I got a lot to do, a lot to say here in the 5 o'clock hour. If you want to jump in at any time, you know the drill. Your phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. That's also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Don't forget, you can follow me at Twitter, at CraigESPN. You can follow Pete Shepard and wish him well and hope he feels better at PSHEP326. And you can follow us at 99.3 ESPN as a station as a whole. All right. Before I clear my mind so I can go into the weekend in this zen state,
right,
having said everything I need to say, it is time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, ahead of Sunday's game, the Saints have ruled out running back Alvin Kamara and tight end Jared Cook for their game against the Bears. Those guys are out. The Giants, they're getting two guys back, Saquon Barkley and Evan Ingram, both cleared to play Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs received a best-case scenario for Patrick Mahomes' MRI on his knee. It didn't show any damage other than the dislocated right kneecap. And tonight, Game 5 of the ALCS, the Astros can close out the Yankees. Justin Verlander going for the Astros, James Paxton for the Yankees.
Locker Room Junk's girlfriend checking in. I always love hearing from her. She says, hey, boys, Craig, I hope you feel better. Chris, I hope you get sick. That's just, oh, man, that's mean to Chris. As you know, I am a big fan of Locker Room Junk's girlfriend. She's a very nice young lady. All right, so here's what I have to get off my chest. And I already said this earlier in the show today at 2 o'clock. But
hold on, I got a story I need to get to real quick.
Is it more important than mine?
Yeah, probably. Mac Brown,
football coach,
turning it around for the Tar Heels.
Yeah.
They just got the number two player in the country to commit to them.
What position? Quarterback?
Defensive end. Five-star defensive end Desmond Evans committed to North Carolina over Florida, South Carolina, and Virginia Tech today.
He's the next Julius Peppers, right?
Two-sport athlete Julius Peppers, by the way. Played basketball for the Tar Heels as well.
That's right. How about that?
A couple of hires in the last 2 years where we kind of laughed at it and said, okay, they're just hitting retirement early.
Right.
Herm Edwards at Arizona State. he's done a spectacular job actually bringing defense to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And Mack Brown.
I agree.
Big upset win week one against South Carolina.
Yeah.
Taking Clemson all the way down to the wire.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't just a final, you know, money grab before.
Well, you must have convinced an athletic director that was the case, that I'm actually here to work.
Man, that's a big time get.
Now, what about what's his face that got fired from Georgia to Miami and is no longer?
Oh, Mark Richt.
Was that a retirement gig? Farewell.
It's kind of feeling like
it,
isn't it?
It kind of feels like it was. But Mack Brown and Herm Edwards actually getting after it. Right.
Yeah, sports bro. Mack Brown must have some boosters. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably
One investigation just ended at Chapel Hill. Maybe they could hold off.
Well, wait a minute.
On getting another one.
Do you think these are his same buddies that he, you know, relied on?
That was Butch Davis.
Texas?
Oh, in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, is he called the same people? Hey.
This defensive end is from North Carolina.
Yeah. Are we assuming this is legit under the table?
Or maybe he grew up a Tar Heel fan. I don't know.
A Tar Heel football fan.
Football fan, right.
Hmm.
Right.
Sounds sketchy
it
from the beginning.
It sounds funny to say it out loud.
Wow. Probation. All right, so.
Just don't touch the basketball program. Please.
Doesn't it make you nervous? It's dancing all over you.
Man, they just had, the last month, the Tar Heels have had 3 5-star basketball players commit to their program.
Really?
I mean,
Are you Nike school?
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah.
Sanctions are coming 10 years down the line.
Oh, yeah. But nobody will care.
Nobody cares.
You'll have bought the t-shirts if your wife lets you.
Absolutely.
What's his face will be retired by then.
Roy?
Roy will be tired.
Oh, yeah.
Roy Williams will be retired.
We'll have Hubert Davis there roaming the sideline.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. All right. Here's the deal. It was in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday, I believe, that I tried to revisit a conversation with you and Pete from earlier in the show that I just found to be a bit incredulous. Not in a disrespectful way. I just was sitting and chewing on it. You two said last night's game between the Chiefs and the Broncos was going to be close. Down to the wire. And I didn't see it. I reminded both of you that the Broncos are horrible. And you guys were like, well, they just shut out the Titans. I said, the Titans are more horrible. They're horrible-er, if that's possible.
That's not a word.
I just made it up. And I said, there's no way this is a close game. And I even spotted you Patrick Mahomes for 2.5 quarters.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I didn't like it when Patrick Mahomes went down. But for how I was thinking the game was going to play out, I said, okay, this fits into what I was thinking. This makes it.
It fit into your wallet.
And I'm not going to pretend to say that I've watched every snap of the Denver Broncos this season. But from a distance, it looked like Cortland Sutton was turning into a nice wide receiver. I thought the 1-2 punch of Freeman and Lindsey was going to be able to run on the Chiefs defense like the Texans and like the Colts had done the 2 previous weeks.
Yeah.
They had cut down on the holding penalties, which came back and reared its ugly head last night, either in the form of a holding call or in the form of allowing 8 sacks.
9 total because the punter got sacked too.
But 8 to Joe Flacco. Right, that's what I'm going to put on the offensive line.
Yes.
I don't know what you want from me, Craig. I was wrong.
Thank you.
I was wrong. But I wasn't wrong about Von Miller being one of the best defensive ends in football.
Hold
like
on.
You said.
Hold on.
Or linebacker, whatever.
Let me get to the first of all. Let me check off the hot take that the Broncos stink. I got right and you and Pete got wrong.
I was wrong.
All right, check that off. Next, I accurately predicted, like Nostradamus, that the Chiefs would score 30 points in the game last night. I believe the score was 30-6. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
Next. Oh, I said Von Miller is overrated and he will not get any sacks in the game.
You didn't say that.
I said exactly that.
You said
that.
The first part, not the second part.
And he will not get any sacks in this game.
I don't remember that part.
No, you do, because you got all excited when he did get a sack, but it was nullified by a holding penalty that was quite egregious.
I did get excited.
Because we had said that. Von Miller, 0 sacks. Check.
You need a louder click on that.
I know, it's not working for me. In fact, now going back to my overrated Von Miller comment, I looked at the box score after the game, and everybody who played is in the box score. And on the defensive category, 19 players for the Denver Broncos registered something in the game. Whether it be a sack, tackles, assist, fumble recovery, interception, something. Von Miller didn't even make the list out of 19 players that made a statistical contribution to the game for his $14 million. He did nothing. No tackles, no assists, no sacks, no interceptions, no fumble recoveries, no PBUs. Nothing. I believe, and this is going off the top of my head, we're, six, seven games into the season?
Seven.
Seven games into the season. I believe he has 2.5 sacks this year.
Yeah.
Total.
Well, yesterday at this time when I read off that he had 2.5 sacks.
Yeah. Add another game.
Nothing's changed.
But add less, don't add any sacks.
Yeah, fewer sacks per game at this point.
All right. In fact, Craig Sheeman had more sacks last night than Von Miller. And I didn't get off my couch. He's making 14 more million dollars, well, 13 and change, more than me.
13 and a lot of change.
Lot of change. Lots of change.
It's like when you go through a drive-thru. Like this happened to me this morning, right?
Yeah.
I went to McDonald's. Friday treat.
Really?
Treating myself to a...
Is that a regular Friday treat or just this
Friday? It's kind of turned into it. I take my kid to school on Friday mornings. It's the one morning I can take him.
Yeah.
The older one.
Yeah.
And I hit McDonald's on the way and we grab McDonald's.
Yeah.
Well, it was $6.06 today.
Right.
So now I got 94 cents in change and it's just...
Sitting in your car.
It's annoying, yeah. But that's the type of change that we're talking about here.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for rubbing that in. So again, just to review, I'm correct when I say the Broncos stink. I'm correct when I said the Chiefs would win in a blowout.
Yep.
I'm correct when I said the Chiefs would score exactly 30 points. And I'm correct when I say that an overrated Von Miller would have zero sacks in last
Thank
night's
you,
game.
Dumpster Fire. Dumpster Fire texting in. You know how many career sacks Von Miller has?
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at your screen.
I don't know.
100.
Right.
100 career sacks. But he's overrated, right?
Well, now, before he was good.
11.5 last year.
You know, Tom Brady.
I can't do the same show 2 days in a row.
I know.
I can't do it.
Well, because today we have history on our side, and I'm right.
There's no arguing on my side today.
Thank you. And Pete's not here.
And Pete's not here to take my side as well.
And really.
Be the voice of reason. Pete Shepard.
Tom Brady's not good anymore either. I mean, so can we say he's overrated now? Yes, we can say that. He's no good. He's got two red zone interceptions this year. There had been two games he's thrown for like 150 yards. He's no good.
Wow. I don't know what you want me to say. You're just in here patting yourself on your back. Does your arm hurt? It's really tough to pat yourself on the back like that.
It is, Chris, but listen.
Like I kind of hurt my shoulder right there reaching all the way back.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you reach. Here's the deal. I sit here.
I got a real story for that, by the way, but continue.
All right. I bang my head against a cinder block cement wall every day, arguing with you and Pete, and mostly Pete. Where he acts like I don't know anything, and he knows everything, and you know everything, and I don't know anything. And I come in here like the next day, I mean, all the time, and I say, by the way, I was right, you were wrong. And it's happening all the time. And it's to the point now. Look, I respect your knowledge of football. I respect Pete's knowledge of football, but I think we need to come to some sort of agreement after 2.5 years of working together. I just know a little bit more about football than you guys, okay? Can we just say it?
I will not say it, no.
Okay, I was right about four specific things last night.
God.
Did I mention I was 8-0 in the Pigskin Picks last week?
Because you said I'm going to take what I think is going to happen and apply the opposite logic. So actually, you had no earthly clue what was happening last weekend. And you followed it. Yes, 8-0, very respectable in Pigskin Picks. But hold on 1 second.
Let me look this up. What was your week prior? 3-5. 4-4. 2-5.
Yeah, it was a rough start.
Unbelievable.
And you have the gall to come in here patting yourself on the back.
Thank you. 239 says, Pete, come back as soon as possible. Boot camp. Craig is starting to sound like Colin Coward. That's an insult. Overruled says, hell of a stretch you just made there, Craig. All right, so you have a story about reaching around?
Yeah, I was laying on the couch the other night.
You got a couch injury?
Yes. So I got this one pillow. My wife loves the pillow.
Oh, like it's, decorative
it's
that
the
you're,
decorative
not, allowed,
pillow,
that you're
right?
not allowed to touch?
Well, I don't like to touch it because the thing is itchy. It's made of wool. It's a very uncomfortable pillow. I was laying down and that pillow got like caught behind me, right?
Yeah.
So instead of rolling over, turning around, grabbing it and throwing it off the couch, I thought I'm laying on my right side.
Yeah.
I thought I would reach with my right arm all the way behind me and try to pull the pillow out from under me.
From under your body weight.
From under my body weight. Well, I ain't no spring chicken anymore.
No, you're not. As of Tuesday. In fact, your birthday is Tuesday.
And I pulled my lat so bad.
Really?
Right there.
Really?
It was like 30 minutes. I couldn't move. Wow. From moving a pillow.
You got the same injury as CC Sabathia last night.
Right.
You were moving a pillow. He was throwing a 98 mile an hour fastball.
Well, this was actually a few days ago, but yeah. The difference is I didn't retire after.
Yeah, that's true. Overruled says Craig can't argue his knowledge after that Craigopedia blowout. I did get blown out.
Yes. Everyone, he is very proud of himself this week.
Quantum Leap. Craig is that broken clock.
That's right.
Broken clock is right twice a day. Grandmaster says he is so happy.
It's unbelievable.
What?
Well, look, at least today there's no arguing with you.
Because my co-host is not here. If I guarantee you, I could tell Pete. The Broncos stink. The Chiefs score 30 like I predicted and blow them out, and Von Miller would do zero sacks. He'd find some way to argue that.
There was a defensive touchdown in there, so it was really 23.
That's what he'd say. That's what he'd say.
305 says, you know you're getting old when you get hurt while on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gotten hurt in bed just stretching my legs once.
You know what the worst pain is? Yeah. The calf cramp.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. I'm convinced of it. You dislocated kneecap?
Yeah.
Right there, same realm of pain as a calf cramp.
Yeah, yeah. I liken it to giving birth. I'm sure it's the same amount of pain for a dude, right? I guess. Let's see what else we got here.
There's a lot of people giving me a hard time. I was touting my athletic prowess yesterday.
Yeah.
And then today. It's the truth, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
We've all had a stupid injury.
We've all had it. I mean, baseball players have gone on the DL for stubbing a toe.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're not elite athletes.
Right.
Or at least pitch really well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thirsty Nick. Craig sucks. That's uncalled for.
Who said that?
Thirsty Nick. Dog Smell says, so Chris hurts himself on the couch and he thinks he can kick that field goal?
I can absolutely kick, what was it, 43 yards? Is that what we said?
Yeah.
I can kick a 43-yarder. I'm convinced. That's from the 33-yard line.
Yeah. Doable.
I think so.
I'm right there with you. Now, there's no way Pete could do it.
No.
No way in hell.
In fact, when we do, because we're going to do it. We started talking yesterday at this time about doing some sort of like decathlon amongst the three of us.
Of like silly events.
Right. Well, we talked about it more and we think it'd be more fun to bring the listener in on this and do a Sheeman and Shepherd combine.
Yep.
Not 40-yard dashes because we don't want anybody to go and die,
or
but three,
hammy.
You know, three cone drill, that sort of thing.
Coco Puffs has texted in a picture of his face. He said, literally, last night, tripped on my kitchen rug at 1 a.m. Look at my face. And it's got gashes out of it around the eye. Coco Puffs, have a restful weekend, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, Dog Smell, you are Dog Smell.
Sarasota Charles, the calf cramp is the only thing that will get you out of bed faster than a dog throwing up.
It's
true.
It's true.
I've run some quick 40 times on that. when you hear the heat.
And it's all about the way you point your toe to get the calf cramp to go away.
Yeah.
You have to point it straight up to the sky. Like if you're laying on your back, you have to point it straight up to the sky and really get a good stretch going on in that calf muscle.
Mm. 2 through 9, calf cramp with tight sheets is worse. See, now the first thing I do when I go to bed,
yeah,
I loosen up the sheets around the feet because I like a little freedom down there. That's just me. It's personal.
My wife doesn't like that.
Doesn't like you loosening things up?
Right. The sheets.
What does she care about on your half? I mean, so she keeps them tight.
She says that it messes with the integrity of the sheets.
So you're not allowed to sleep how you want in your own house like a man?
No. So I do a lot of couch sleeping these days.
Because of the sheets?
No, it's because of my life.
And your attitude generally?
No. We've had the conversation. I like to fall asleep watching TV on the couch.
Yeah.
She comes out and says, hey, come to bed. And I'm like, no, I'm watching this.
Right.
When I've been asleep for a half hour.
Yeah.
Then I normally wake up, go back to my bed. My 3-year-old wakes up in the middle of the night, comes, gets me. I have to go lay down in bed with him. Then by the end of it, I'm just, the 1-year-old's up crying. So then I just go to the couch and let her deal with it.
Wow. Well, at least you got a lot of pillows on that couch.
Right.
None of which are comfortable.
That's the key. I got a mini travel My Pillow. Do you have the My Pillow?
I have a My Pillow.
They're great, man.
I have the actual one, and then I've got a knockoff also. I actually have two.
I've got the actual one, and then I've got a travel size one. And
how small is that? See, here's my
maybe
problem.
12 inches across and like 8 inches tall, seven
really?
Inches tall. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know they made that. Now here's the deal. Because I do roll over back and forth a lot. So I've decided I like a longer, bigger pillow. You know, here's your standard size. It's just a little too small for me. So I like the really longer one. So I got that into my pillow too. So Bills fan says Pete can't even kick his cold. He's not kicking a football.
Yeah, that's true.
24/7 wants to know if we can all kick these field goals.
Yeah, we'll do something fun.
That would be fun.
It'll be a great day.
Mark,
I'll impress everybody.
Greg the Leg.
Legatron.
Yeah, Mark from the Cape says, I sneezed and blew my back out. I want to say maybe I've done that too.
I think a baseball pitcher has done that as well.
Yeah.
Troll number 2 says, oh my gosh, I never thought I would miss Pete. Sorry. Maybe send him some antibiotics and he'll get better.
Yeah, really. Dog Smell says, Chris is whipped. Your wife is telling you what to do, what to buy, where you can sleep, where you can't
she
sleep.
She tells me, but I don't listen.
Well, apparently you do because you're sleeping on the couch.
No, it's just easier. I get more sleep on the couch. Do you not hear the fact that I let her deal with the crying kid and I go back to sleep? That doesn't sound like a whipped man, does it? Does it? Sorry, I got a little hot there.
Bad Attitude Guy says, has anyone ever actually prevented the dog from throwing up by jumping out of bed early? Because I have it.
No.
No, but if you can get it outside, that's a plus.
Well.
What?
Well, I did that one night.
Outside?
Put the dog out on the porch.
Yeah?
I got pavers on my porch.
Yeah? Oh, those don't clean well.
No. Those don't clean well, Craig.
Wow.
So, caveat.
Well, you got to make it to the grass next time.
I know. That's the, well, I learned.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And your dog's you're a heavier dog. A big.
65 pounds?
Yeah.
70 pounds?
You can't just lift that and, see, I had a tiny
dog.
Oh,
I can beast her.
I could just scoop her up under her ribs and like loft her out to
I can pick her up.
Yeah.
She doesn't like it.
No.
But yeah, everybody knows that sound, that.
Sleepless in Seattle says Pete is always sick. Fact. Cheez-Its wants to know if there'll be beer at this escapade of ours. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, Dog Smell, you text that in again, I'm going to block you.
What is?
We don't need to read it on air.
Oh.
Just that's the line that you don't cross with me.
All right.
So don't text that in, all right?
All right. There you go. On that note, we're late. We did accomplish sports there, right? I talked about the game last night.
Yeah, you tooted your own horn.
But in the context of talking about the game last night?
Sure.
We mentioned CeCe Sabathia got injured while the Yankees lost in a game they clearly didn't want to be at in the horrible weather. Astros tonight with Justin Verlander on the hill to close it out. There, sports. How about that?
How about that?
On a Friday, no less. Don't forget, the Sheeman & Shepherd NFL Pick'em game is still available to you, even though we already had a game last night. You can still do it. By the way, in case you missed it, Patrick Mahomes probably out 3 weeks. Best case scenario. He didn't lose him for the year. But you can win a couple of Buccaneers tickets if you go play our Sheeman and Shepard NFL Pick'em game at 99.3ESPN.com. It's brought to you by Pelican Larry's. Back 5:30 segment next. Here's a Friday. Having some fun. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Big college football weekend. South Carolina Gamecocks hosting the Florida Gators. 11 o'clock pregame, 12 o'clock kickoff right here on 99.3 ESPN if you want to check that out. I see that Mississippi State head coach Joe Moorhead is now the favorite for the Rutgers job. Would you leave Mississippi State to take
Absolutely
the Rutgers job?
Absolutely not.
That's not a step up.
It's a lateral move at best because it's not like you're getting into a division where it's easier to win.
No.
You're trading the toughest division in college football for the second toughest division in college football?
Yeah.
SEC West for the Big Ten East?
Is he a Rutgers alum or something I don't know about? I mean, that's I wouldn't be making that move. No way. And you got to be making more money at Mississippi State than at Rutgers.
I don't know.
Rutgers is going to end up hiring Greg Schiano again. You watch. I don't know if he wants to go back or not.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. All right, here's something else, too. A couple of pinhead business professors, and I don't know where. They came up with some sort of formula and a survey to truly find out what the best football rivalry was in college football. I will tell you that Michigan-Ohio State is second on their list. It was followed by Toledo versus Bowling Green.
What?
BYU versus Utah. And Central Michigan versus Western Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
Alabama-Auburn. Notre Dame-USC. Florida-Georgia. And Army-Navy were not even in the top 10. How can you take this seriously?
Hold on one second. I mean, is there any way I guess the top rivalry?
Take a stab. I mean, I just mentioned all the ones you would naturally go to.
Yeah, so is it a Power Five or is it like off the beaten path?
It's a Power Five, which is a good question because some of these schools I just mentioned, Central Michigan versus Western Michigan, come on.
What was the Toledo one?
Yeah.
So I got two in mind.
All right.
Just because they're really underrated rivalry games.
All right.
The Egg Bowl.
No. All right, what was your other one?
The Apple Cup.
No. I mean, Clemson, South Carolina is not on here.
Yeah, there's so many that. Did you say Florida State?
Nope. And no, it's not Indiana, Purdue.
Oh my gosh!
Nor should it be.
What is it?
Arizona State.
Oh, get out of here!
I mean, how can you have any credibility with this list?
Does it tell you like the formula that they created?
This story I pulled. It was from a source that we use.
Yeah,
topic
yeah, I gotcha.
Pulse, nobody knows. It had minimal information. I tried to click on and get more information with it to see what their standards were, how they pulled this together. And it's business professors. I mean, so they clearly don't know what they're talking about. I don't even know which school they're from. I don't even know if they're Pac-12
guys. I think it's pretty clear they're from Arizona.
I would think. Did they only poll people in the state of Arizona? That's ridiculous. But wait a minute. How do you do Arizona State number one, Michigan, Ohio State number two, and then that follows up with Toledo and Bowling Green?
I didn't even know that was a rivalry.
Sorry
to all the Rockets and
yeah, BYU, what's Bowling Utah. Green? That sounds like something Pete would talk about.
Bowling Green Eagles.
Bowling Green.
Not the Eagles.
No, I don't think it is the Eagles, but I can't think of it at the moment. It's not that important.
Well, I'm curious.
All right. And then the fact that the Iron Bowl doesn't make the list. Notre Dame Southern Cal doesn't make the list. Florida Georgia doesn't make the list. And Army Navy doesn't make
Falcons.
The list.
It was a bird.
The Bowling Green Falcons?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Florida State Miami?
Not on the list. Again, these are business professors.
I mean,
they don't know what's going on in sports.
I'll put the war on I-4 up against those.
I will, too. It's ridiculous.
I don't like it.
They should stick to business things. And let's hope they're even good at teaching business at whatever schools they're at. ESPN Game Day is going to be at Happy Valley for that Michigan-Penn State game. That's a game we also picked on our Pigskin Picks.
No top 10 matchups this weekend.
Yeah, it's an awkward
Stinks.
Week.
After having... Did we have two last weekend or just the one? I think we just had LSU last weekend. But we had some, you know, we had Bama, A&M, that was a top 25.
Yeah, so
we
I had thought there was a third.
Michigan, Iowa, that was 17 against 15, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you were talking about Mac Brown earlier and North Carolina? Thanks to their brand new alcohol sales, North Carolina has already made an additional $1 million in concessions in just three home games.
What, White Claws, right? I think it's White Claws.
Seriously, that's the drink of the Tar Heels?
I think so. I think that they have an exclusive deal with White Claws.
Wow. And here's something I didn't get to this week that just blows my mind. Clemson is moving forward with a $70 million renovation for Death Valley.
Yeah, UNC partnership with White Claw.
All right. Well, you're a fan.
I've had two.
That's two more than I've had.
I know that, but...
We're still. About 21 minutes and 30 seconds from me being Coors Light time.
Yeah.
So Clemson moving forward with $70 million in renovations at Death Valley. They already have like the nicest football program on planet Earth. They're going to add $7 million to that. What more can they do?
Got to find a place to spend all that money.
How about a science building? How about a library? I mean, seriously. You're already paying your coach $90 million, too. It's unbelievable.
With a, what's it, a $10 million buyout?
Yeah.
For anyone except Alabama, I think it goes up to $15 million for an Alabama buyout.
Yep, sure does. Earlier today, we talked about how Zion Williamson's going to start the season with a bad knee and not start his NBA career on time. And yesterday, we told you that... Adam Silver said the Chinese officials wanted Daryl Morey fired for his tweet. The Chinese are saying today that is false. That is fake news.
Oh, then I believe it.
According to the Chinese government. But check this out. This is where it gets interesting. The Lakers' next game, I believe, is against the Toronto Raptors. And they are handing out T-shirts for that game. Now, I don't think LeBron's going to play in this game. But
New Orleans is on TNT opening night.
Man, that's so disappointing.
I mean, it's New Orleans against Toronto without Kawhi.
Without Kawhi Leonard. they're handing out shirts in Toronto when the Lakers come into town. We the North, and we support Hong Kong. I mean, it's starting, man. LeBron's going to face this everywhere he goes this year.
Yep.
It's going to be hilarious.
And his first game will be in the Staples Center, although as a road team, Lakers take on the Clippers next Tuesday night, 10:30 on TNT.
Season starts Thursday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Doubleheader on TNT Tuesday, and then we've got 11 games on Wednesday night with a doubleheader on ESPN. Boston at Philly and Denver at Portland. Denver at Portland, sneaky good game.
If you have the schedule, when's Toronto's first game? Is it first home game?
It's the first game of the season.
Against?
New Orleans.
Oh, that's what you just said.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. You just said that.
Yeah, that game's in Toronto.
Well, that'll be ring night, right?
Yeah.
Usually that's paired with opening night.
Yeah.
And usually the home team that just won the championship and has ring night...
Loses.
Almost always loses. Yeah. I mean, if you want to lay some Skittles down...
And New Orleans, they've got a nice roster that they're putting together.
Yeah. I would say no Kawhi, and ring night, you're losing that game.
Yeah.
Put the Skittles on it, baby. Ride it hard. Put the house on it.
And I know people don't necessarily want to hear NBA talk, but I'm curious about it.
What's that?
Toronto this year. Like, you don't win an NBA title off of one guy. You need the one guy.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of other working pieces. Like, Kyle Lowry had a really good postseason last year. Pascal Siakam was the comeback player of the year or the most improved player of the year last year. Like, they had some nice pieces. I just have no clue what the expectations are for this team.
I'll tell you what they are. Cleveland's first year after LeBron went to Los Angeles. 17 wins. They fall off the face of the earth. Actually,
no, they're not going to be that bad.
I agree with you. I was just running my mouth a little bit. I'm sticking with my Golden State pick, but yeah, Toronto will be better than that. They're not going to win the championship. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Like,
Toronto's got a bunch of nice pieces.
Well, in the East, nice pieces might get you to hang around for a while. You're not going to win it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got, I mean, it's Philly and Milwaukee in the East right now.
Right. Right.
They clearly look like the best teams.
Those are the two. We don't know what the Celtics are.
I'm
we don't
curious
know what
to see
is.
About the Celtics.
We don't know what the
Brooklyn
is with Kyrie, but no.
I guess Tyler Hero has had a really good preseason for the Miami Heat, but that's a rookie. I mean, I get Jimmy Butler coming into the fold, and that's always like a 40-42 win team in Miami anyway.
Right.
Can they get to, because if you get to 48, you're hosting the first round.
Yeah. If you get to 50, you're good.
Yeah. So is Jimmy Buckets worth 8 wins?
Could be close. Could be close. And he's a player I'll stop and watch play. I like his attitude. And
well, he fills the void that Miami needed. Miami lost a ton of games in the final 2 minutes last year because they didn't have a guy that they could give the ball to and say, go get us a bleeping bucket right now.
Right.
And Jimmy Butler in the postseason last year, that was his role for Philly. He was the guy that was getting the buckets in the final 2 minutes when they needed to close out games.
No doubt. All right, NBA starts on Tuesday. Be ready. Did you know today is National Chocolate Cupcake Day? Does anybody on earth not like a chocolate cupcake? It's delightful. Who's going to turn that down?
I think it's beyond delightful.
Like you don't like, you would turn one down?
No, beyond delightful. Oh, okay. Like it's enjoyable. It's fantastic.
It's also World Menopause Day, so maybe that's why you need the chocolate. I don't know. Good
that
luck with that.
Explains a lot.
National No Beard Day, that fits you.
National No Beard Day?
Yeah, you can't grow one.
Beard,
not beer.
Oh, I thought you said beer.
No, don't confuse those.
I was going to say, why does that fit my persona? Yes, I cannot grow a beard.
Well, but and then...
Well, it's not like you're coming in here...
I'm not like Paul Bunyan.
No, that's what I'm saying.
November's No Shave November, though. But right now, today, no beard. You're in
style.
Yeah,
I'll start it.
You want a little contest?
Yeah, No Shave November. God, I look embarrassing. It's so bad. It's awful.
We should do it. That'll be fun. Post it on Facebook. Chris looks like he's just clean right out of the barbershop chair.
I swear I didn't shave. It's Thanksgiving. I've got nothing.
All right, boys and girls.
Fantastic.
That's a wrap on the week, just about. We got what you got coming up next. And again, don't forget, Florida and South Carolina airtime is at 11 o'clock. Mick Hubert with a call here. Noon kickoff. Gamecocks, Gators, brought to you by Creel Tractor and Dental Designs. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
And What You Got is brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. It's a Friday. Go on out there, maybe catch maybe the last game of the season for the Yankees, taking on Justin Verlander and the Astros tonight. Some great baseball. Friday night college football on tap as well. Head on out to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge with a great menu. And a nice 29-degree frosty beer to go with it. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. Alrighty, let's see what we got here today on October 18th. 1867, Alaska becomes part of the United States. It's a lot of land. How about that? 1851, Moby Dick published for the first time. Herman Melville getting it done. 1950. Connie Mack retires as the manager of the Philadelphia Athletics after 50 years. He was manager from 1900 to 1950. It's the longest serving manager in Major League Baseball history. 1953, Willie Thrower becomes the first black NFL quarterback in modern times. What a great name for a quarterback, Willie Thrower. And in 1977, on this day in history, you'll all remember this. Reggie Jackson hit three consecutive home runs, tying Babe Ruth's World Series record. It was quite phenomenal back on the day. Happy birthday to Zac Efron. the actor from High School Musical and other things, 1987. Lindsey Vonn, American skier, former boyfriend of Tiger, girlfriend of Tiger Woods.
There you go.
Whew, slipped that one. 1984. Jean-Claude Van Damme, badass. Born in 1960, so he's getting a little old. Happy birthday, Mike Ditka. He's 80. Congratulations there. Martina Navratilova is 62. And on this day in 1931, we lost Thomas Edison, who was kind of a big deal around here in the Fort Myers area. There you go. And invented the light bulb, allegedly. Chris, what you got?
It's kind of a quick story, but Indiana backed out of a two-game series with Kentucky in college basketball.
Yeah. How long ago? Like new?
Like recently, like yesterday they backed out.
Oh, really?
Because Kentucky wanted to play both games in Indianapolis.
And IU wanted to play one in Bloomington and one?
Both in Bloomington.
IU wanted to play both in Bloomington?
Yeah.
Kentucky wanted to play them both in Indianapolis as a neutral site.
So that they could get part of the money.
Right.
Right. So now the talks are off and us, the college basketball fan, gets hurt in this because we don't get to see IU and Kentucky play. Which still, was the guy's name DJ White?
Yeah.
For Indiana?
Yeah.
Who hit the three? That's still one of the most memorable shots that I can remember in college basketball history.
Fact.
It was fantastic. I believe that was an unranked Indiana team that beat
Number one Kentucky.
The yep. shot at the buzzer. It was spectacular.
We stormed the court.
It's awful, man. I hate it when money gets in the way of big-time matchups that we should get in college sports.
I feel like you say that to stick it to me going into the weekend.
No, I don't.
But I can't defend that. I agree with you. And, I mean, what's wrong with playing at Indianapolis? It's Indiana-Kentucky. I want to see that
game. It's IU-Kentucky, and the game's in your backyard.
I know.
Like, if you don't think it's going to be 75%.
No, it'll still be 50-50.
Oh, well.
Kentucky will come to that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a horrible trip for them. Yeah, I can't defend that. I'm upset about that. I agree with you. There.
I don't like it. Man. But that's okay.
It'd be like almost like North Carolina not wanting to play Duke at like the Greensboro Center.
Well, I wouldn't say that big of a rivalry.
Oh, I know. Indiana Kentucky's bigger. That's
Christian Watford. Was that the guy that hit it?
That's who it was.
Sorry, okay. Yeah. A little fuzzy on the memory. It was like 18 years ago.
It's getting further back there.
But it was a great moment in college basketball. It was great.
I liked it.
Like if Duke and Kansas, if they were going to play each other and talks broke down because Kansas didn't want to play the game in Kansas City,
yeah,
I'd be upset.
Yeah, you should be.
Or the Tar Heels. I mean, put in whoever you want.
I'm tired of these things. I like Indiana and Kentucky not playing in basketball. I'm tired of Texas and Texas A&M not playing in football. I'm tired of it. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's why Texas needs to go to the SEC.
That'll fix that problem.
Unless
they're in the wrong division, and then they'll play them every fifth year.
No, it makes sense, because then you can move Auburn and Bama over to the east. It would work out perfect.
All right.
Put Missouri over in the west.
Again, why are we not the commissioners
of all
sports?
It'd be so much better if I could just rule everything in sports.
I mean, I could literally fix sports in a year. Pay me a big fat salary, and then I'll go away. I mean, I like 50, 60, 75 million because, I mean, commissioners make,
right.
you know, 50 million.
Right. I got to do something with all my free time.
Yeah. So, anyway. We got another minute to go?
I know.
What happened? Did you not schedule
any
commercials?
We got a lot of spots that are blown out right now.
All right. So I am most looking forward to Michigan Penn State. Is that a night game? Is that a whiteout?
Yeah,
at
yeah,
night?
Yeah. That's the 7:30 ABC or 8 o'clock ABC.
That's the pick I'm most uncomfortable about because it's a 9.5 point spread. Earlier on Pigskin Picks, I actually picked Penn State because of their defense, but I want Michigan to win. See, I'm torn. I'm rooting for Michigan, but I think this is the beginning of the schedule where Michigan struggles. Penn State, you got Notre Dame coming. I mean, let alone Ohio State and all that stuff.
Remember last year? I mean, Penn State had Ohio State up on the ropes in, you know, this game, night game, October. Ohio State ended up pulling out the game, but it was a good one.
Yeah. That's the one I'm looking forward to most. And a full slate of NFL. And, of course, we'll be back on Monday. Pete will be back on Monday, hopefully feeling better. So that'll do it. For Pete Shepard, for Chris, I'm Craig Sheeman, delivering as always. God bless America, everybody.